Reverend Maria Clemente. She's been my practitioner since 1998. 27 years now, I have been counting on her for personal alignment and inspiration and reminders when I'm feeling off track. She reminds me of the truth that I know that this philosophy has taught me. And she's ever loving and supportive and empowering. So I am thrilled that Reverend Maria finds our community a loving and useful place for her to join. And that she's very willing to continue to speak for us regularly. It makes my heart really happy to get to look forward to and then experience and then listen again to Reverend Maria as I upload her talks on the website. It's always such a pleasure. And I just am thrilled to introduce and welcome Reverend Maria Clemente now.
Thank you, thank you. Lovely, lovely. Coming to you live from Florida, it's Ernest Holmes and me and Carolyn. The chapter is This Thing Called Life. And it is a wonderful evolutionary experience from Ernest, something that we can really embrace and something that's really speaking to my spirit this morning. Because as we all know, life is always happening. Life coming soon to a theater near you. So get up, get dressed, put your shoes on, come on out in the world, say hi to the people. Ernest is speaking here from Miami, and he's really talking about this thing called life that resides within us and all of us. And in the beginning, he says, the world is certainly waiting for some sign. And we have lots of signs these days, depending upon where you're standing. I happen to believe, it's only my opinion, whether or not it knows or recognizes the fact that the world is waiting for some definite and concrete evidence of the reality of the hope that springs perennial in the human breast. For whether or not we know or are aware of the fact, everyone's life, individually, and therefore all lives collectively, are, in the last analysis, more influenced by their thoughts of God or their belief in some supreme power than anything else. And maybe that's all I have to say. This is what I like to affectionately refer to as a talk in process, not a talk in product. When you're a speaker on a regular basis on Sunday morning, you'll notice that there are speakers who come to you with a talk in product. That refers to the fact that they've worked something out in their head and they've got it all outlined nice and neat and they present it to you as the final thing. So this is what I know to be so. And so I'm sharing that with you. A talk in process is someone who comes to you and says, this is currently what I'm pondering. This is what I'm working on. This is what I'm evolving into because life is always happening. We are always evolving. And I love to come with a talk in evolution, evolving. And I have to say that, of course, like most people, when everything started changing in January, all of these things come up and I say, well, life is really happening now. We are going to be called into an extraordinary path of transformation, an extraordinary moment of evolution as we go through all of this individually and collectively. And so most of what I've been speaking about in these last few months are, this is what I'm pondering in this moment. These are the things that I know to be so. But it's a talk in flux. And I've invited my community and I invite your community into that experience as well. Because we know, as Connie alluded to in her message, in her prayer earlier, that in science of mind, there's always somewhere else to go, isn't there? We're never quite done. It's like the eternal car rides of our youth. You know, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? We're never really there, are we? And I love that about the philosophy and earnest intention that we are open at the top. And so, one of the things I've invited my community to do that's the most important thing, and I really got to see this yesterday, stay open to the conversation about us, our evolution as humanity, as a species, as the world. And I know that for us in CSL, our hallmark tag, our hashtag, whatever you want to call it, the idea that we are forever creating a world that works for everyone. And we know that Carolyn is like, oh, stop saying that, because if it's all consciousness, the world is always working for everyone. Yes, you're nodding your head. I know you'd understand. But it's the idea of creating that world continuously, and to please stay open to that conversation, because we have so much to contribute to this conversation, to the process of evolution. So part of that is releasing the thought in my head that we are moving through difficult times. We are moving through transformative times. We are moving through evolutionary times, and we are that transformation. We are that evolution. And we are being called like never before, individually and as a movement, to go deeper into our humanity and our spirituality. So yesterday I was one of the 1,200 plus hands-off gatherings. And I have to tell you, it was a really extraordinary event for many reasons. And the topic of this thing called life is always happening. Where I was in particular, it really showed me where we're going, what we're open to, what we're talking about, and we need to keep talking. We need to talk about difficult things. We need to talk about joyous things. This place where I live is, as in most places, is very, we'll just say it's very red. And I know that when I went out last year to do campaigning and things, that the vast majority of the time when I would show up, I would get flipped off far more than I would get, hello, you're wonderful, we'd love to have you here. Yesterday it had completely turned around. We were far more applauded, saluted, celebrated, very few voices of dissent yesterday. And what was extraordinary was that in the middle of all of that, everybody came with whatever it was, this thing called life that was arising within them, and they wanted to share it with the world. They were open and willing to be open and willing with people. And I thought, this is just so beautiful, the way people are showing up. And at first, I was a little bit overwhelmed because everybody had something else to say. Everybody had a different focus. Everybody had different things that were important to them. But if we are in the constant process of evolution, isn't it remarkable that we all show up fully, wholly, and authentically with whatever is happening for us? One of the things that we were talking about is how we show up is just the things that we bring with us. We were all like t-shirts. Who's bringing t-shirts? What is your shirt? Childless cat lady is here. USA shirts, resistance shirts. My favorite shirt was a guy with a picture of Jesus on it, and it says, I'm telling my dad about you. I love that shirt. It was also signs, just remarkable signs showing what was important to everybody. And the idea of everybody showing up, and the question that came up for me was a question that really came to us from theologian Howard Thurman. What is alive in you today? What's coming up for you? What is alive in you? And life is ever happening. In another place from Ernest Holmes, and I don't know where it is. It's one of those things that I wrote down, and I don't know where I got it, but I love it. Ernest says, "What is life? It is the impartation of the spirit in us, the source of everything we are or hope to be or have, and it gives in joy and without reservation, in complete abandonment. Life is a universal quality that is shared alike by all animate things, and in the human reaches, and in the human, it reaches its highest degree of expression." The highest degree of expression is alive and well within us. And we are here to call forth that which is alive in us today. So to stay open at the top, to stay open in conversation, to call forth that which is alive in us today, lets me know, let us know that we are moving towards a collective vision for all sentient life that is going to be, is now, I'm claiming, really extraordinary. As we were talking about what our communities are from a virtual level, it's a little different to explain to people what you are when you're on Zoom than it is when you're in the room. And one of the things I'm using as a descriptor for us as a community, I say that CSL Manatee is an ongoing conversation about the legacy and relevance of science of mind. Because we must continue to be relevant. We must continue to contribute to the conversation that we are all engaged in. And that asks us to dive even deeper into our humanity and our spirituality by being open to what's alive in everyone today. And that's asking us to go beyond our comfort zones, where we have been in the past. And that's what Ernest is referring to here in this thing called life and the evolution that's taking place within all of us. Asking us to show up and experience a broader vision by being present to everybody. And sometimes it's just as simple when someone is going through things, and everyone is going through things right now, to just be compassionate and kind and humane and spiritual and light and all of those things. And sometimes just asking, are you okay? Are you okay? And then listening and just being present to each other. Someone shared a story, I think it was from Seattle. And there were thousands of people gathered to talk about all of us coming together to create a world that works for everybody, to create a better world. And where the group was gathered was near a very large homeless population. There were people on the streets. And she said, here we are with our signs and our messages and our music, talking about this world that should honor all of us. And they were literally stepping over homeless people. Nobody was looking at them. Nobody was seeing them. Nobody was talking to them. And she said, I realized I needed to call forth from within me a deeper depth of humanity to really see people and hear people and honor people. And we have the gift of doing that within our teaching, because this thing called life is forever evolving. And so it's asking us to honor people wherever they are in their process and on their journey, giving them the dignity of their own experience of this thing called life. And so when we come together as community, it's not always just about let's be happy. Let's be honest. Let's be compassionate. Let's be authentic. Let's be who we are, whatever is alive in us today. And for us as Sangha, as community, to witness that in each other. It's really an extraordinary gift when we come together, because we have this masterful teaching and evolved people coming together. So to get out into the world and to be the light of that message in whatever form calls us is a tremendous gift. Someone was sharing a story about Will you be taking your children with you to these gatherings? Do you feel like you should be taking your children with you? And someone shared the story of when they were young, their father took them to a protest for the Vietnam War, and they were young. And their father said to them, "You need to go because this is your country. And the country will look like you when you show up. So it's important for you to participate in the process. And it's important for us to honor that those voices. Showing up here in our Sunday morning, showing up at social gatherings, showing up at whatever is happening to realize that we are co-creating something together, and every one of us has something to contribute. Every one of us has something to share. That spirit is not complete without each of us. We need to bring our piece of peace to the puzzle of life. So this thing called life generationally continues on. Someone was sharing also about the idea of all of us coming up culturally and even somewhat in our spiritual communities about all the things that we don't talk about. And then we wonder why we cannot hear each other and see each other and speak to each other in society. And for us to come together, to wait to come together into a room like this where we're with our people and we can finally talk. But the whole world is our room. The whole world is our church. The whole world is our sangha. The whole world is family. And all of the things that we've been taught we shouldn't be talking about, we should really be able to talk about anything and everything, because anything and everything is divine. It's spiritual. It's God. It's evolution. It's this thing called life. So we can't talk about politics. We shouldn't talk about sex. We should never talk about money. We shouldn't talk about drugs. We can't talk about our parents' Alzheimer's or our children's mental illness or any of the things that come up for us that are here in the light of day that make us who we are, to be present to each other and to say, "I see you and I hear you." And let's be able to talk about all of this so that we can perceive an even greater experience of the light of divinity, of spirit in everything. Everything is up for grabs. And I think that as I step out into the world and I look at everybody, our desire to show up in places where we've never would have done it before, where it's been really uncomfortable, is because we want to talk and we want to listen and we want someone to see us and to honor us. And those of us here can go forth as these prayer angels and spiritual warriors and beings of light to hold the entire world in the embrace of our consciousness. The gifts that come forth from within us, what's alive in us. It's just remarkable. And I'm really uplifted by what I'm experiencing, what I'm feeling. And so right now we're breaking a lot of eggs. They're very expensive. I know we shouldn't be doing it, but we're breaking a lot of eggs to make a really extraordinary omelet. We're moving through some rain to see a rainbow. This is the nature of transformation, is that things fall apart. It's like there's chaos all around us. But within us, it's the song of life's rising, and we need to listen to that song. As we're watching everything collapse, something extraordinary is coming forth to be birthed through us. And that's this thing called life. So it's an ongoing conversation we have with each other. And to be able to learn to really honor whoever's with us in the room, to let go of antiquated thoughts of, "Oh, I don't want to talk to them, they're negative." No, something's alive in them, something's arising in them. There's something that needs healing, that something that needs uncovering, there's something that needs discovering. What can we offer? What can we be present to? All of that is coming up for us. And so as I'm watching everything that's unfolding in the world around us and being present to everything that's arising from within us, I just thank God for the work of Ernest Holmes and Science of Mind and everything that he brings us. And I just think that we are the ones that the world has been waiting for. I know that's a cliche, but we really are. And so there's a poem that I want to share with you. And again, it's from some unknown source. But it really speaks to me about what is possible. And I think that for us to continue to hold that high vision, to stay anchored in our principles, to be aware of our values, and to be open to our conversations, something remarkable is arising. And so this poem says, "It's when the earth shakes and foundations crumble that our light is called to rise up. It's when everything falls away and shakes us to the core and awakens all of our hidden ghosts that we dig deeper to find once inaccessible strength. It's in times when division is fierce that we must reach for each other and hold each other much, much tighter. Do not fall away now. This is the time to rise. Your light is being summoned. Your integrity is being tested that it may stand ever more tall. When everything collapses, we must find within us that which is indomitable. Rise and find the strength in your heart. Rise and find the strength in each other. Burn through your devastation. Make it your fuel. Bring forth your light. Now is not the time to be afraid of the dark." So for all of you, my friends, my family, my community, I stand with you at this time as we all rise, as we all talk, as we all listen, as we all engage, as we all heed the call of this thing called life. The evolutionary call that was first spoken of, that we first heard from Ernest, but that we hear now from each other, and that we hear always from that spirit deep within. Namaste.